And we have head coach Bob McKillop joining us here right now. It's time for this afternoon's post-game coaches show presented by Bearings. And, Coach, this game early on was all about the attack, and it was Luka Brankovic who was able to set that tone early for the Wildcats.
You know, when he made that first conventional three, when he got fouled and banked it in and then it went down and got to the line, it set the tone for him. It gave him confidence, and I guess he had like 10 points in the first round, the first 4 minutes of the game, or close to it. And I don't have a stat sheet, so I'm very ignorant of what we did statistically, but we started the game going to Luka, and boy, it paid a great price for us.
Yeah, for sure. And Coach, he had 13 in the first 7.5 minutes of the game today, and the way you guys came out and heading into this game overall, what was the number one thing you stressed to your team playing against this LaSalle team?
There were several things, Jared. We wanted to make them defend us because if you look at their foul numbers, they're giving up almost 100 more foul shots than they're taking, which is an extraordinary number this early in the season. So we thought if we made them defend, we'd make them foul. Now, they're good about switching, and they switch sometimes 4 spots, sometimes 5 spots, and that could confuse you and put the brakes on you. Our guys continued to cut and continued to flow, and we went with the inside-outside attack, and then with the versatility of Sam and the versatility of Luka and Nelson and Bates and DK, you got big guys that can get out on the arc and handle it, so it opens up the middle to driving lanes. And I think that was a big part of our game plan to make them defend us. The second part was not giving them opportunities to get run-out baskets, transition baskets, which usually happen when you had bad shooting selection or you miss shots and you don't have to take it through the net or you turn the ball over. And I thought we did a pretty darn good job of limiting those opportunities for them to get into the second, into the transition game. And I thought our offensive rebounding the first 4 minutes was extraordinary. And, again, you give our three front court guys Luka, Sam, and Lee, tremendous credit for that, keeping balls alive. So I think we did a great job on the boards as well.
Well, Coach, Carter Collins today with a career-high 24 points. He had 19 of those points in the second half, 10 of 12 from the field, 4 of 6 from three-point range. But, Coach, beyond the numbers with him, a senior from Chapel Hill, what are you most proud of with the year he's putting together?
Well, I don't want to talk so much about the year as today. I said to different coaches throughout the second half, Carter has made every big shot. And when he came off the bench at the end of the game, I said to him, Carter, you made every big shot today. And that's what it was. They had cut the lead to 13. Carter makes a big shot. They started inching back. We got it up to 19. They cut it back to 15. Carter makes a big shot. Time after time, possession after possession, he made big shots. And he did it in different ways, too. You know, he got to the rim. He got a steal. He made threes. So I guess the versatility that he's showing and the fact that we don't go to Carter. We don't call plays because we think he's good enough, creative enough, spontaneous enough to feed off of everyone else's actions. But you have to have actions yourself. And he cuts so very well, and that's what gives him his openings.
Well, Coach, you were up 44-25 at the half. LaSalle comes out and gets three quick buckets. There was a timeout, and you guys respond with a 7-0 run. And actually, Carter had a three-pointer and a layup in that run, some of those big shots you were talking about. What was important coming out of that timeout as they had cut it to 13?
Well, we started playing on our heels. You know, we use the expression fat and happy. You know, you're winning, and all of a sudden you take your foot off the gas, and you become very relaxed and content. Well, we can't be content with yesterday's glory. Yesterday's glory in the first half is over. What are you doing for me today? And we needed a response to the immediacy of the moment, living in the present. And you know, I told those guys not to get on the plane yesterday unless they're going to fight every possession. And those three possessions to start the second half, I don't think we had the same fight and firepower that we had in the first 20 minutes. And I just had to remind him about that.
Coach, how pleased were you with decision-making overall? One of the things that stood out in my mind, late in the shot clock, Luka finds Carter with 1 second left. Evaluate the decision-making overall, especially at the offensive end.
Top to bottom of the roster, I thought we finished exceptionally well in the last 10 seconds, and that's a product of having the patience to run our offense, make them defend, and then having the patience to finish it off instead of keeping the spotlight in your hands and taking a shot one-on-one by yourself and burning your hand. And I thought DK did a great job there at the end demonstrating that when he got that conventional three-point play.
And, Coach, you've talked about football coaches and sideline. We were wondering, it seems like you're getting in a lot of steps there on the sideline, getting your money's worth.
You know, I did not work out today, and I historically worked out every day of my life. And I didn't work out today on the elliptical, partly because of time, but I said to myself, I'm going to need maximum energy today. And I made sure my gas tank was filled today, and I felt very, very much at ease on the sideline today and very engaged.
And, Coach, finally, before we let you go, you won today with low totals coming from Grady and Lee. Lee was 7 and Kellen, which is 4 offensive output. What does it say about the rest of this team being able
to step up in the depth? Give LaSalle credit because they circled those two guys on their scouting report, and with all the switching that they did, it took away many of the situations where Kellen and Lee were getting scores. And remember, Kellen gets scores off of Lee, and Lee gets scores off of Kellen, and the attention each one of them gets. But there was so much attention on both of those two. It opened up things for Luca and Sam. How about Sam? I love the way Sam faced up the basket and did some of those moves right at the front rim, taking full advantage of his size and his strength and overpowering people. So with Lee and with Kellen being as much a scouting report object and target as they were, I was delighted with the way everyone else responded.
Coach, thank you for your time. Congratulations on the win. Safe travels back to Davidson.
Okay, see you, Jeff. See you, guys.
Coach McKillop's comments presented by Barings, a global financial services firm with local roots. Barings is passionate about supporting the communities where its associates work and live and is proud to partner with Davidson College on initiatives ranging from research and mentorship to community engagement. To learn more, visit Barings.com.